Your life is important. Honor it. Fight for your highest possibilities. Are you right now living your top passion in life? Are you doing the most meaningful thing that you can be doing with your work? Do you even know what that is for you? And if the answer is no, then what exactly are you waiting for? Do you think some magic cure is going to come your way and solve this problem for you? That somehow it's all just going to resolve itself and life is going to all work out for you? Let me back up a step, tell you a little story. This is a story about a girl who grew up in the 60s and 70s. And ever since she was 5 or 7 years old, she had a natural knack for art. She had a really good artistic eye. She could draw, she could sketch, she could color. She was interested in faces and animals and nature. She was just naturally drawn to that. And she did that on her own free time. She was also naturally talented at music. The piano, the notes, the scales, picking all that stuff up. And arts and crafts. She was good at all this. But life just kind of started happening to her. And eventually she got married, and she had kids, and she had to get a regular job. And she moved to the United States because she grew up in another country. But after she moved to the U.S., her life started to slide. She really didn't keep up with life anymore because she took a back seat to her husband. And slowly, over the next decade or two, she became more and more of a victim. She stopped working on her career, and she just became a stay-at-home mom and took care of the kids and sacrificed for the family. And that seemed all right, nothing wrong with that. Except she wasn't really developing herself. She wasn't pursuing anything in life. She let life happen to her, kind of spontaneously. And over time, the marriage toxified and toxified, and she became more and more helpless, and her self-esteem eroded more and more, until finally the marriage just broke apart, and she had to separate. And then she was off on her own, and now she had to fend for herself. She had to go off into the job market, find a job. Except it was difficult to find a job because she didn't have any really marketable skills. And so she found the only job she could, which is just a very basic minimum wage retail job. And she worked there. In fact, she got two jobs. One full-time, one part-time. And she worked hard at these jobs. She worked her ass off. But at these kinds of jobs, you're not really doing any fulfilling, meaningful work. And she doesn't get much respect at these jobs. And in fact, sometimes she tries to be creative in her work, and she tries to go arrange the shelf, arrange the products in a beautiful kind of way. And sometimes her managers notices she's doing this and she's trying real hard and they give her a thumbs up. But that's about all she gets is a thumbs up, which isn't much. And sometimes she doesn't even get that. And as you might expect, working these jobs, she's becoming more and more bitter, angry, frustrated, bitter at the fact that no one appreciates her work, that she's not getting paid what she's worth, that she's doing meaningless, pointless, menial labor week in, week out. And that's what her life has become. And this just infects all aspects of her life because she's feeling stuck now. She can't really break out of this cycle, which keeps going lower and lower, because she doesn't have the psychological tools to understand how her own mind is trapping her and locking her up in a cage. It's a self-imposed victimhood. It's really sad to see. And she doesn't understand how victim psychology works. And basically, she's given up on her dreams, and she's not using those artistic abilities that she had, which in another life, perhaps, she could have used and had an impact on the world and actually built a career around that and been following her passion and actually be stoking passion rather than bitterness inside her, feeding her muse through her work and then getting paid well for it as well. But that's not her. She really doesn't have much of a life. Her life is very weak versus rich. A rich life is a life in which you're taking in everything that life has to offer you, all the experiences, all the possibilities, and you're growing to expand yourself continuously so that you can take in more of what life has to offer. You're learning, you're growing, you're traveling, you're evolving. But that's not what she has. She's really stuck, permanently stuck. And she could still break out, but she's pretty stuck. Because once you get into that cycle, and you live in that cycle for a few years, for a decade or two, it gets real tough because that prison that you construct around yourself becomes your new status quo, and you don't even believe that there's anything possible outside of it anymore. And if you even have some sort of dream or aspiration, it just gets thrown out into the garbage as some luxury or some foolhardy ideal, some cockamamie, far-fetched scheme that isn't real, isn't possible, because you've just gotten used to living in this cage. And this is very unfortunate, because to me, living life is all about living a rich life, a life where you're expanding. And this case is especially heartbreaking because she is my mom. And I see her wasting her potential. And I see her wasting her life. And I know she's got this extraordinary ability because I've seen her paint. I've seen her draw. In fact, all through middle school and high school, whenever I got art assignments in school, you know, sometimes a teacher wants you to draw something as a project, I would always hand that off to her, and she would secretly do it for me. Then I would submit the work, and everyone in class, including the teacher, was so impressed that I had the best artwork in the class whenever we had these assignments, and it was all because of her. And not only is it that her career is weak, but when you have a weak career, that's like having a weak backbone, a weak foundation. That then infects all the other aspects of your life. From that weak career, you get a weak social life. And you get a weak hobby life. And you get very weak rest and recreation and entertainment time. And you get weak health, physical health, emotional health. All of that suffers because the backbone is eroded. And perhaps the most heartbreaking for me of all this is that even given all that, as if that wasn't bad enough, I feel like me and my mom are drifting further and further apart with every year that goes by. Because for me, I'm trying to do my thing, which is out there self-actualizing and studying all this material and learning and building businesses and traveling and going to seminars and exploring life and trying to take in and savor everything I can before I'm dead. And she's doing her thing, which is not that. And what happens is that there's not even a common ground for us to relate on anymore. Hard to even have a phone conversation because we're on such different wavelengths. And that to me is a shame. And I wish that she had a richer life, a life of fewer regrets. But that's her. Let's talk about you. What about you? What is your life about? Do you even know? Is the work that you're doing the most meaningful thing that you could be doing in your life? Think about this. You've got one life. You've got this one precious opportunity. It's a miracle that you're even alive, that you were even born, and that you come into this really a magical existence. This existence we inhabit is magical. There's no other word for it. And you have all these opportunities, and now you're living in the 21st century with all the economic prosperity and all the technological opportunities and the global economy. We have all this. All this is in your favor. And what are you doing with it? Of all the things you could possibly be doing, what you could be contributing, how you could be living your life and turning it into an art form and sharing your greatest gifts with the world, you're just letting that go by. What's it going to take for you to wake up from your deep sleep, from your unconsciousness, and to stop limiting yourself, and to really take this idea seriously of living up to your full potential? Because like Abraham Maslow says, if you deliberately try to live below your potential, then you're going to doom yourself to a miserable life. And I find that a very accurate forecast of your future. I mean, what do I have to say in order to get your mind to take this idea seriously? You know, the best way is to have you contemplate your own death. I mean, I could start dragging out, I wish I could just like drag out photographs right now of the Holocaust, of 9/11, of the trenches and the beaches of Normandy, of slavery, of the plague destroying millions of lives in Europe in the Middle Ages, of cancer victims who are going to die in a week or in a month or tomorrow. Car crash victims who wasted their lives and then they just died suddenly, unexpectedly in a car crash. Or a plane crash that you see on the news that could easily be you. This seems morbid, but it's not morbid because it puts your life into perspective. See, most of the time what you do in life is you spend distracting yourself. You spend it distracting yourself from the fact that you do have very little of this life left and the fact that you're pissing it away. Well, I'm here to tell you to wake the fuck up because your life is precious. And the limits that are there, that you feel are there in life, this is not the world limiting you. This is you limiting you. And this here is one of the most positive things that I've discovered in all of my studies of personal development and in my studies of life, is that in fact, the limits that are there are self-imposed limits. And this might seem a little negative at first, but actually it's the most positive news you can get. Because this means that if they were self-imposed, they can be self-unimposed. And that's exactly what I propose for you. What I'm talking about here is finding your life purpose. Making your life mean something. Making your life about one thing. And that one thing is your life calling and your dream career. What is it that you're going to be doing with your work here on Earth? How are you going to be contributing to the world in the most meaningful way? Because what I've discovered is that if you can figure out this piece of the puzzle of life, this is one of the most powerful pieces of the life puzzle to figure out. It's one of the most meaningful and rewarding when you get it right. And it's a shame that so few people have actually figured this out. I've coached many people, people who you could say are not too successful, people who are kind of average, people who are extraordinarily successful, who make six figures and more. And what I found is that even the most successful people generally have no clue what their purpose is in life. And that tells me that all these people are missing out on the sweetest, highest pleasures in life. The highest pleasures in life are not drugs or food or sex or money. The highest pleasures in life are these higher consciousness pleasures. They're this satisfaction. The satisfaction you get from knowing that you are conquering yourself and conquering life and living life richly. And I see too many people missing out on that. What I've discovered is that life purpose is the most important personal development change that you can make, both for your fulfillment levels and also for your success in life. And the only qualification I would add to that is that second only to enlightenment. If you become enlightened, that will be a life-altering change. But this life purpose thing is really high up there. And it's very practical. This is what most people need. This is what most people lack. So what I decided to do, having coached clients on this issue now for a couple of years, is I decided to put everything together in one tight package. All the psychological information you need to know, and there's a lot of it, all the counterintuitive concepts, all the theory, all the techniques, all the application of the theory. I spent the last 5 months researching this, rereading a bunch of old books on life purpose, compiling it all together, and now I'm really excited to introduce to you what I call the Ultimate Life Purpose Course. This course is over 20 hours, close to 90 HD videos, over 200 gigabytes of material explaining how to discover your top passion, and then how to use the abstract life purpose that you discover to actually build your dream career or your dream business. This was a deeply personal project for me, not just because of my mom, also because of my dad, which is a whole can of worms that I'm not going to go into. Both of them have really, I think, wasted their potentials. But also because of me, because I spent the last 10 years of my life trying to figure this out for me, going through a 10-year trial and error process, trying to figure out what is my spot in life? What should I be doing with my life that's actually going to be meaningful to me? And I feel like over the last year or two, I finally found it. I don't know why, but from a young age, I was kind of blessed with this intuition or innate wisdom to seek out a life purpose. I don't know why it happened, but I felt like if I'm going to have a rich, powerful life that I'm really in love with, to love my life, I need to love what I do. And I need to find that one thing that I'm going to commit myself to. And so from a young age, I started to look for what that is. But just because I had that innate wisdom, and just because I started looking, didn't mean that I found it. So I spent a lot of time trying to find it, and I went down a lot of dead ends. I actually did create what I thought was my dream career right out of college. And I had a pretty good job, 9-to-5 job. I was a video game designer. But then I discovered quickly within about a year that I actually hated that job and that that job wasn't aligned with my top values. I didn't know much about myself back then because I was in my early 20s. I was still discovering who I was. So that led me on to the next thing, which was to start my own business. And so I had no business experience, but I went off and did that and had success there. But the business I started was also the wrong business for me. So again, another dead end. And then I went into some other business ideas, and those were dead ends until finally I went into actualize.org. And this process, it started off as just wild guessing and trial and error at first. But then along the way, I started reading books, started looking at seminars, started listening to smart people, going into coaching, getting various training, and then, of course, starting my own coaching practice and coaching other people on all this. And from that, starting to see patterns emerge and seeing all the common mistakes and pitfalls that people make in this journey. And so I started taking notes and compiling all this stuff together to get like a really accurate model of what it takes to discover your passion, find your life purpose, and then you align your whole life with it. This to me is the most amazing thing, is that when you're living your life congruently, aligned with your top values and with your top strengths and talents, and everything just comes together in such a beautiful way. And you wake up in the morning feeling like you're living a congruent life, like you don't have to tolerate and put up with a bunch of bullshit from your boss or from this person or from that person, but that you're on your own path in life. You're on the hero's journey. To me, this is what life is about. But when I look around, I see very few people that live life this way. And not surprisingly, they're quite miserable and frustrated. And they don't have that sense of gratitude about life. It's amazing when you actually align your life and you're congruent with all your values, you're living your life purpose, you get this sense of gratitude. Life becomes beautiful. A joy. Even when something bad goes wrong, and it does, you're not living in paradise, your life is still a joy, and you have this appreciation for the fact that you're alive, and you have this sense that you're going to die soon, and that's okay, because you're living your life well in this short amount of time that you got. So what I propose here is that we help you to get this issue handled once and for all in your life. It's time to stop stalling and delaying and procrastinating and sticking your head in the sand. And what I'm doing here is I'm making this course available. And I want to tell you a little bit more about what this course includes and how it works. Basically, from all the clients that I've coached over the last couple of years, what I decided to do is just take that process that I use, that I've refined with my clients, and just make that available. But even more than that, I decided to just take it up another couple of notches, because I found that in coaching clients one-on-one, there's a lot of information like theory and important concepts that I wasn't able to communicate with them just because our time is so limited and coaching one-on-one is so expensive. Right now, I charge over $3,000 for 3 to 6 months of coaching with a client. This course includes more information than you would get in 6 months of coaching with me. This course will teach you how to discover your life purpose, how to get on track with the purpose that you discover, because your purpose is an abstract thing. We teach you how to get on track with it, especially in those critical early stages when you're first starting off and you're first starting to try to build that momentum, and it's so difficult. So I walk you through that. And then there's a focus and an emphasis on how to stay on track over the long run. Because one of the things I discovered is that it's easy to start a project, but then what do you do 6 months in, 12 months in, a few years in, when you're starting to doubt yourself and you're losing motivation and you're not feeling inspired anymore and you're self-sabotaging, you're procrastinating? How do you deal with all those issues? This course goes into a lot of depth on all that. Who is this course good for? Here are some folks that I think it applies to really well. If you're a professional who's considering a career change because you're not satisfied with your career and you know that it's not right for you, this course is perfect for you. Also, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, which means that you've been kind of toying around with the idea of starting your own business, but you're not quite sure how to start, or you've got some fears that are holding you back, this course is perfect for you. Also, if you're an old entrepreneur, meaning that you've already made successful businesses, and maybe you already have a business that earns you a good amount of money, but what you're lacking is you're lacking that meaning, that deeper sense of love for your work, I can help you find that. I've coached clients through helping them to find that. And it's amazing when you can take an already existing entrepreneur who's already successful and already knows and has successful habits. Usually, if you're an entrepreneur and you're successful, then you've already got a lot of good stuff going in your life. But then taking it up to the highest level possible, which is finding that perfect fit, that perfect alignment of your work and your talents and the greatest contribution that you can make on the world. Also, this course is great for aspiring artists and creatives. So if you want to be a writer or a musician or an actor or a movie director or an artist or a painter, anything like that, that's like creative work, and you're not quite sure how to make that work, and you're struggling with those creative challenges, this course will be really good for you. This course is also good for people that are stuck in wage slavery and want an opportunity to break out of that. One of the greatest benefits that I've gotten from this journey is simply the freedom and the independence that I have now. I'm completely financially independent. I set my own schedule. I work my own hours. I can take vacations whenever I want. I still work hard, though. But it's amazing, especially if you're a person that loves and values independence or freedom. This is a really powerful thing. For me personally, I couldn't have it any other way. The freedom this gives me to go out there and pursue my personal development, my other passions and my hobbies and my health and fitness and other stuff that comes up in my life is invaluable. Invaluable. I don't know how I would live if I was still working a 9-to-5 job. Not to say that there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5 job. It can be fine as long as you love what you're doing there. But some of us also love our freedom. This course is also great for people that are stuck in a rut in life. Maybe you're just coming out of a bad relationship or a divorce or, you know, something's been going wrong in your life for a while and you've been just stuck and not going anywhere and you want to launch yourself to the next stage, open the next chapter in your life. Well, this course is perfect for you. If you're lost in life and you don't know what life is about or what your direction in life should be, this course is perfect for you. If you're a college student or a high school student who's just entering life and starting to figure stuff out and isn't sure what to major in, or even if you're majoring in something that you're kind of interested in, but you're not quite certain about it, or you just want to have a really solid foundation for how to take your major and just drive it all the way home so you can become world class in that major and really kick ass, and avoid all the pitfalls that are going to be there for you on that journey, this course is perfect for you. And also, if you're just a self-help junkie and you love studying this stuff and you like understanding yourself deeper on really deep levels, if you want to understand yourself, then this course will be perfect for you. I walk you through every baby step in this course, from A to Z, from all the concepts and theory down to the techniques, how to apply the techniques, down to the nitty-gritty, how to set goals and action steps and go out there and actually make this happen. One of the most important things for me was that we talk about the practical implementation. Because it's very easy to talk about this stuff in the abstract and then people get lost and don't actually know, well, how do I take this concept or idea and actually go create a result? That's why there's a strong emphasis in this course on practice, with a lot of assignments and exercises and worksheets and visualizations. Let me give you a brief outline of the course. First thing we do is we get you stoked up emotionally with a vision for what your life could be like if you actually do live it aligned with a life purpose. And that's very important. This course is not just about logical facts or just 1, 2, 3 techniques. This is about finding passion. Passion is about emotion. So I show you how to stoke that up in yourself. Also, there's 35 videos covering 35 essential concepts that I discovered through all the different research that I've done. So that's the theory component. Then we talk about a values assessment. How do we find very accurately your top 10 values? I help you to do that. I walk you through step by step the exact process that I refined from working with dozens of clients. There's a strengths assessment to help you find your top 5 strengths as a human being. There's a life purpose assessment to identify very accurately your life purpose. Then, after we identify that, we have you articulate your life purpose. So you actually have it written it out in a nice, concise way on a single piece of paper. Then we have you create a vision based on this life purpose statement. What's your life actually going to look like 10 or 20 years from now? Something that inspires you. Then we talk about fears and limiting beliefs. This is a really important part of the course because here we address all the limitations that we impose on ourselves, all the victim mindsets that we create. I show you how to identify those beliefs and fears and how to eliminate them. Then we talk about programming your subconscious mind with your life purpose so that not only do you have it consciously, but then you program it into your subconscious mind and then you get the law of attraction effect working for you. Then we talk about how to start taking action, how to take all this theory and boil it down into concrete action steps, goals, plans, stuff you can start doing tomorrow. We also spend time talking about how to find your ideal niche in the marketplace. So it's not just about figuring out what your career should be or what your top passion is. It's also about how to smartly position yourself in the marketplace so that you're occupying a unique niche in the ecosystem that's out there and you can dominate that niche. It's a very important discussion that isn't talked about almost anywhere. We also talk about how to build powerful habits, habits that will keep you on track with your new life purpose. There's also a bunch of recommended books that I give you that are all related to life purpose. These are very inspiring and powerful books. There's an FAQ section where I spend a lot of time talking about all the different questions that people have commonly on this journey because I want you to get all of your questions answered. So I give you dozens and dozens of answers to common questions. And then lastly, as a bonus, what I'm going to be working on over the next month as this course is released is inspiring audios. What I'm doing is I'm taking the top books on life purpose that I know, I'm taking the best, most inspiring, wisdom-packed excerpts from those books. And these are from masters, people who have mastered this and really understand how to live a passionate life. I take all that and I make MP3s out of those so you can listen to those, and they're like 20 or 30 minutes long. You can listen to those in the shower or at work or at the gym or in your car when you're driving around or when you're cooking a meal, so that you're getting inspired and this becomes an emotional thing, not just a logical thing. So that's the outline of the whole course. Over 20 hours of video, over 200 gigabytes of content. I spent several months just uploading this content. It took me 2 months. Over 90 videos. 90% of this content is exclusive new content that has never been talked about before on actualize.org, and that's going to be exclusive to folks that sign up. This course includes exercises, many worksheets, also a lot of guided visualizations where we work with your subconscious mind, and lots and lots and lots of concrete examples. I really wanted to make sure that this course was practical, and not just theoretical. That's basically it. This course is available now. It's accessed instantly online, so there's no need to wait for anything to ship. You don't even need to download anything. You can just stream everything right into your web browser. Put a lot of work into making sure that it works smoothly and effortlessly. Now, a point about price. Yes, this is a paid course, and that's because of the enormous amount of effort that went into developing this course. Over 5 months of work. A lot of work shooting the videos, and it was quite a grueling process to shoot these 90 videos, make sure they're all consistent, and make sure they're all high quality. And in fact, what I'm committed to is improving the quality of these videos even further after this course is released. And you're going to be getting those updates for free if you sign up. So a lot of effort went into this. So about the cost, what I want to say is that, in a sense, you know, I've spoiled you guys on actualize.org by releasing all this other material for free and just having it out there. And I think that that's important. But also, I think that there's a big downside to that. The downside is that you don't take it seriously. All the material that I've released on actualize.org that's free, that material can completely transform your life if you actually apply it. The problem is that most people don't actually know how to apply it, which is why I'm including so many exercises and worksheets and practical examples in this course, is to help you to know how to apply this stuff, because most people don't know how. If you're concerned about making a couple $100 investment in yourself, then you got to wonder, how successful are you ever going to be in your life if you're so cheap that you are afraid to invest in yourself? This course, if you complete it and do all the assignments and exercises, will be worth hundreds of times what you pay for it in the way that it will shape the trajectory of your life. This will completely revolutionize how you look at life and how life should be lived and how you view your career or your business. Courses that are sold elsewhere with this amount of content typically cost $500 to $1,000 or more. That's not what I'm charging you here. This course, I wanted to make it quite affordable so that almost anyone can afford this course. And I think that that's what it ends up being. So don't be cheap with your personal development. Personally, in my own life this year, just this year, I've committed $10,000 just for seminars and retreats that I'm investing in myself. Because to me, investing money in personal development is the highest leverage investment that I can make. It's better than investing money in stocks. In fact, I pulled all my money out of stocks because I'm not really thrilled with the prospects in the stock market right now. But I decided to put that money into myself. It'll be very worth it for you if you actually do it. Which brings me to the point of this course not being a magic pill. This is not a magic pill. There's a lot of time and effort you're going to have to put into this course to really work this course. But then again, if you're a person who's really serious about living a powerful life, then this will be a negligible cost in terms of time and money for you. because you can see the potential that this has if you just get this part of your life taken care of. This is not a magic pill. You are going to have to work for it. Basically, what this course is, in a nutshell, is me mind-fucking you into living your passion. That's how I see it. I don't see it as just explanations and theories. I try to get like really emotional in this course because this course is personal for me. This to me is the essence of life. This is the engine that drives your entire life. And so I take an emotional approach to teaching you this material because I think that that's what it takes. That's it. If you like this idea and you're on board, go check out the link at the end of this video or below in the text description. Click the link, take a look at the page that has more information about this whole course. There's sample videos on there that you can take a look at. Everything there is explained, and then you can make your decision there. I hope to see you soon. I hope to see you in the course. That's it for now, and thank you for supporting actualized.org.